All right, today's episode will be sweet and short and sweet and quick and quick and short and yeah, quick and short, it's almost the same. It's a kind of slow Sunday episode, but there are some leftovers from the week that I wanted to talk about and didn't have the time, such as Roads to the Top, the new reality series of Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes. How was it? How was the first episode? Dark Side of the Ring with a new episode about FMW and Onita. We have more draft picks that weren't aired on SmackDown. The news about Braun Strowman, aka Adam Scher, and kind of a unique pay-per-view between two female wrestlers, but not on your regular pay-per-view provider. Let's start this episode right now. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast. Okay, so I finally got to watch Roads to the Top, the new reality show about Cody and Brandi Rhodes, and it was fine, don't get me wrong. I love reality TV and I love wrestling, so it's a good combo, but it felt, the first episode at least, it felt like a combination between Total Divas and Miz and Mrs., but I don't know, something was missing. It was a poor man's version of Miz and Mrs., in my opinion. No offense to Cody and Brady, they're great. But it looked like, I don't know, maybe it's just the first episode and it will get better, because also Miz and Mrs., the first episode wasn't that brilliant, but it just got better and better. But Cody and Brandi are a great couple, but are a bit less likable than Miz and Maurice. And their families are less entertaining than Marjo and Mike. Mike? That's Miz's dad, Mike? Or not Mike? Mrs. Mike. His dad is Mike as well? Ah, never mind. I got a blackout right now. But anyway, the supporting characters and the main characters in Miz and Mrs. are more entertaining than the characters, the main and supporting characters of Roads to the Top. It wasn't a bad episode. It has some good stuff in it. I liked how Cody's promos were portrayed, the promo versus Ogogo, and how he didn't want to tell Brandi about it. I liked Brandi scheming with Jade and Red Velvet to the wine tasting to make things up. It was a nice touch. Jade Cargill is a star, okay? I keep on saying it, but she's a star. Give her a reality show as well. I loved Ricky Starks. He's such a passionate guy, and I hope he'll heal from his injury and be back in wrestling. But if not, he can be a great commentator. A great manager, he doesn't have to wrestle, which is sad because he's a good wrestler, but he has a bright future in the business. So yeah, all in all, it wasn't a bad show. It wasn't a good show. It was the show. That's someone else's catchphrase. But I would give Rose to the Top another chance, of course. I'll give it, I don't know, 6 out of 10, something like that, maybe. Again, there were entertainment bits and scenes, and there were boring scenes, or not that entertaining. It doesn't have to be boring, but it wasn't that entertaining. It will be interesting, because they're going to talk about some stuff during the season. I'll get back to watch it, of course. Hopefully it will get better. Hopefully we'll see more behind-the-scenes stuff. Because I gotta admit, the one-on-one with Cody and Brandi were a bit cringe. Not too much, but a bit cringe for my taste. Let's see what episode 2 will show us. This week's Dark Side of the Ring focused on FMW and Onita, and it was very interesting. It was kind of wild, but wasn't that dark. I mean, yeah, Yakuza and suicide and the whole Hayabusa incident and the whole Sheik incident with the burning ring. But it was very interesting. Most of the people are alive. Most. May those who are not alive rest in peace. But it was an interesting episode. I learned a few more things. Terry Funk is a madman, but that's known. Overall, I enjoyed this episode and I found it very interesting. So if you still didn't see it, go and watch it on Vice. Great episode. So after SmackDown ended, there were more draft picks during Talking Smack and on social media. No, actually just on Talking Smack. So Raw drafted Nia Jax, Drake Maverick from NXT, Regaland, Zelina Vega from SmackDown, Tozawa, Alpha Academy from SmackDown, R-Truth, Doudrop, T-Bar, Commander Aziz, and Apollo Crews from SmackDown. And SmackDown drafted Aliyah from NXT, kept Tony Storm, and drafted Drew Gulak, Mace, Mansoor, and Mustafa Ali from Raw. So now Mace and Dijak are T-Bar, sorry, are no longer on the same roster currently. So it'll be interesting to see. Stay tuned for the draft on Raw. What's new with Adam Scher, formerly known as Braun Strowman, you ask? Well, he announced that he will be an analyst for the Mr. Olympia Arm Wrestling Championships. That will air on NBC Sports on October 8th and 9th. He's a former strongman competitor. So it makes sense. He's going to be an analyst. He also had an arm wrestling match against Lashley on Raw. So perfect fit. Good for the monster among men. A little bit of gossip. Who is dating Raquel Gonzalez? Yes, they published it on Twitter. So, not that much of a gossip. But good for him for kicking it outside of WWE. Good job, Adam Scher. Here's something interesting you don't hear every day. Alicia Toot, the queen of interviews, the princess of interviews from MLW, faced her frenemy, Salina De La Rente, or Natalia Class, depends on which day of the week you're asking her, on pay-per-view, on OnlyFans. And they set the Twitter world and the social media world abuzz with that pay-per-view. And they are, from what they tweeted, in the top creators in OnlyFans. So OnlyFans isn't just what you've heard that it is, but you can also see wrestling pay-per-views there between Alicia Toot and Salina De La Rente. And if you still didn't check it, go on their social media and find it out. I heard it was spectacular. That's all the time we have for today. Like I said, a short episode. Thank you very much for listening. I would really appreciate it if you would also subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast and share the link of the podcast with your friends. I'm not sure which podcast platform they have. Don't worry. You can share linktree.com/15minutetimelimit. That's linktr.ee/15minutetimelimit.
You can go follow on Twitter at 15 minute time limit. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.